I'll move on, if I may, to the next item, which is a report of the Head of Planning Services, the A1, the Objectively Assessed Housing Needs Study. Are you presenting on this? Yeah? Go in then.
Thank you, Chairman. My presentation will be quite short, I think, and basically follow the executive summary there. But as councillors will now be aware, the government policy on planning is to boost significantly the supply of housing. And there's a quote in my report there, using their evidence base to ensure that their local plan meets the full objectively assessed need for market and affordable housing in the housing market area. So effectively the decisions that the council takes in terms of how many homes are required through the period of the local plan need to be informed by objectively prepared evidence. This study has been commissioned jointly by Tendring, Colchester, Braintree and Chelmsford councils, and there's a strong push from government through that quote that I've just said there, but also through their latest planning practice guidance about working as part of a housing market area and not doing such assessments completely in isolation, because there are interconnectivities between different districts, whether that be commuting patterns or leisure patterns. There's a whole range of factors. If you take the boundaries off of our administrative areas, you'll see that there is an interdependence there. So this study has been undertaken jointly, and it's considered Tendring, Colchester, Braintree, Chelmsford as a housing market area. Now, there's guidance contained within the National Practice Guidance advising on what should and shouldn't be considered as a housing market area. And in particular, they look at links like migration connections, and they also look at commuting links as well. And what the assessment has concluded is that those four districts working together, there's sufficient interdependence there for them to be considered as a housing market area. And even if you add in a couple of extra districts, such as Uttlesford or Morden, in fact, it doesn't make too much difference. There is definitely a good case there for those four authorities to be considered as a housing market area. Now, in terms of the calculations for housing need, the planning practice guidance from the government requires councils to begin with the official published household and population projections from the government, and that's what this study does. But what it does, it makes adjustments to those figures. It uses those as the starting point, but it makes adjustments to take into account a variety of factors, including employment job projections, which one of our speakers spoke about earlier, the anticipated effects of London overspill and the fact that London will not be able to accommodate all of the houses that it needs within its own area to meet future housing need, and there will be an effect on surrounding areas. Also, quite interestingly for Tendring, and the gentleman that spoke earlier alluded directly to it, is the unattributable population change, and the fact that the results of the 2001 and 2011 census didn't really make sense, because it appeared that from the 2011 census of the population, if anything, went down a little bit. The general feeling is that because in 2001 there was a miscount. So they've made adjustments to the figures to take that into account. More of an issue for Tendring than for any of the other three districts. There was quite a significant discrepancy there for Tendring. Now, having taken all of these various factors into account, and I appreciate there is a variety of tables within the document, but in the concluding table that I have actually included within the report, the study sets out upper and lower housing requirements for consideration. And on page 6 of the report, I've replicated the relevant table. And what you can see there is that you've got low and high figures that range from 793 to 845 a year. These are dwellings per annum. For Braintree, 736 to 775 for Chelmsford, 903 and 920 for Colchester, and 597 to 705 for Tendring. And already, of course, Mr. Eldred has helpfully pointed out what the percentage increase they are in terms of previous development rates. What the study is recommending there is that of the four districts, Braintree, Chelmsford and Colchester, they're strongly advising that they go with the higher range of the figures because that better reflects their economic prospects in terms of job creation. And with the Tendring figure, taking into account the unattributable population change and the lower economic projections for our district, they recommend going with the lower figure, which is 597 a year, from which the 10,000 between now and 2032 is based on. Still going.